I got it all in my boogie book.
Yeah.
My boogie book.
It's right there.
I got it all in my boogie book.
Bookkeeper.
My boogie book.
24/7.
I got it all in my boogie book.
We in our bag now.
I'm all in my
Yo. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
24/7, Lord, hit him with the glow.
Please.
New podcast, and we do it for your soul. Bookkeeper 24, we do it for the bros. The true fellowship with the saints, boy, you know.
You know.
I keep the book, but I used to keep the foe. Hit it in my heart, and I put it on my phone.
Okay.
Sincere milk, now it's time for you to grow. And hear the good news, for it's time for you to go.
Powered by the bookkeeper, 247.com. Welcome to Behind the Mic Podcast with my husband and your host, Daryl Kemp. I want to give a shout out to our listeners out there in Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Virginia, Oregon, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Missouri, and New York. Last but not least, I want to give a shout out to our listeners all the way over in Frankfurt, Germany, Guten Tag and Wie geht's. Thank you, as well as our new listeners, for joining us. On this podcast, we interview artists that we feel should be on everyone's radar and discuss not just music, but other topics throughout our culture. On the 13th episode of Behind the Mic, Daryl chops it up with Christian hip-hop artist TC. Daryl and TC discuss growing up in a biracial household, battling depression, suicide, and TC's new full-length project, Grow, only available on Bandcamp. Also, Daryl drops a surprise announcement that involves TC and himself. This interview is packed with information and much more. Without any further delay, let's go.
Yes, sir. You already know what's going on, man. Say, man, shine on me, the soul of the city. I'm locked into the bookkeeper 24/7. We in there. It's up there and it's stuck there. You hear me?
Very strange showing love when nobody wouldn't. Very strange keeping peace when you thought I shouldn't. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. Very strange how I waited still and didn't pivot. Very strange how I'm gentle when I should be livid. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. Folks out here wearing goodies like it's badges. They don't understand that wicked heart make you savage. False motive, reaping blessings, living lavish. Hope is worth it, dog, cause all of that gon' perish. One way to heaven, through the sun without them take a L. You can be a doctor saving lives and still go to hell. You ain't ready for them angels, dog, don't ring the bell. No one by they fruits, word straight from Emmanuel. Every fruit gotta bear them, ain't a catalog. We don't get to choose the ones we like and just settle on. That's like playing Madden with no analog. You might as well quit, you ain't moving, dog. When you see me showing love, don't be mad at me. Smiling in my persecution, don't be sad for me. When I tell you thank the Lord, that ain't gassing me. And when I make it, please don't hate on me, be glad for me. Very strange showing love when nobody wouldn't. Very strange keeping peace when you thought I shouldn't. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. Very strange how I waited still and didn't pivot. Very strange how I'm gentle when I should be livid. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits.
Yeah, gotta get up out of gut, never sitting stagnant. God gave us the ball, so we lookin' like some mavericks. But got a magnet, I feel him pulling like a band-aid. Doing what he telling me, I'm special, yeah, I'm handmade. Said to bear the fruit, I do it, y'all come for him. How you never looking worried? Cause he confident. See you looking at me, yeah, I'm different. This dude is an alien. I was dead, now I'm plug it to the shore, staying there. Oh, why they looking, talk about the different men? I'm new, dodging all the nonsense, I be Earl stepping man. New Ginobili, you don't know me, got the spur, I'm the horse. He directed, try to move me forward, listen to his voice. Yeah, yeah, hit me with the whip, I know just where to finish. Walking on this earth, though, yeah, I'm living, I ain't in it. Down to be his hands and feet, ain't here pretending. I ain't perfect, I admit it. Tell the world I didn't run until we get the key to heaven.
Very strange, showing love when nobody wouldn't. Very strange, keeping peace when you thought I shouldn't. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. Very strange how I waited still and didn't pivot. Very strange how I'm gentle when I should be livid. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits. I'm just out here living, trying to bear these fruits.
Welcome to the ride where we don't want nothing on the book. We trying to get in the book, the Lamb's Book of Life, that is. Follow us as we follow him as we navigate through this world, changing the culture for God through the media. I want to give a special shout out to my lovely lady, my wife, for that beautiful intro. Buckle up, family, as we welcome TC to the ride. What up, what's up, and what it do, TC?
What's good, bro, man? I'm happy to be here, man. It's a long time coming, man. Like, I'm text messages, now I finally get to be on the show.
Yes, sir. This is an honor, man, that you here, man. Man, for everybody listening, this is my partner. We family. Yes, man, sir. We stay chopping it up, man. We send scriptures to each other, sermons. Man, we do it all, man. And this is a good brother right here. And you're right. It's been a long time coming, man. And welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the show, man. And let's give these people what they want, bro.
Yes, sir, man. I'm glad. I'm honored to be here, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, so let's jump into it, TC. Man, let the people know where you from.
Man, I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. South Florida, where it can rain for a whole hour. And then it get heated, hot for the rest of the day. And you would think, like, it never rained. That's where I'm from, man. Just good old Lauderdale. And if you don't know where that's at, I'm going to say it's probably like 10 minutes away from Miami. So we down at the bottom of the map.
Man, tell me, TC, who would be your biggest influences in your life when you was growing up?
When I was growing up, I'm going to be real with you. Man, I was plugged into that world. So it was hip-hop artists. You know, I was into a lot of them. I ain't finna even say no names because I ain't trying to force nobody. But it was a lot of artists. I say a couple names just so you know what my mindset was. Like, I was on that Young Turk, like that type. Oh, yeah. Like, just, I seen them as role models because, but they were, you know, expressing through their music, you know, that's what I wanted. You know, I ain't really have no, of course, you know, I had my dad, you know, but he was always working, you know, so I seen that, and that was like my role model growing up. I didn't have no, you know, because, you know, from my background, you know, I didn't come from a believing, you know, household. You know, I didn't have, ain't no positives. You know, at the time, you know, I'm thinking all that was positive. You know, all these hip-hop artists as idols, really, who I looked up to, but thankfully, not anymore, man.
When I confessed my faith, right, and became a believer, and I tried to put some of that hip-hop on that I used to listen to, right, I was a big Jay-Z fan. I'm going to say it because this the podcast. I don't care nothing about that cancel culture and all that, right? I tried to go back and listen to one of his albums. Everybody was the one where he was talking about OJ on it or something, right? I had been a believer for a minute then, right? Man, the Holy Spirit in me, I couldn't even get through the album, TC.
Amen, bro. That's how it be.
Yeah.
I had that same experience, bro. Like, I try to go back and to just, like, listen to, you know, what I grew up on. And I promise you, it feel like you get sick. It's like you get this knot in your stomach and you can't even, like, it's like you just lost all desire for it. Like, the whole taste is gone. I can't even get through it. I can't even hear it. Then when I be getting mad at myself, I was like, I used to like this. Like, I used to hear and receive from this. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
That's right. Let me ask you this, because I know what happened to me. The few times I go back, you know, in my day, try to listen to it. Can you hear now, being a man of God, can you hear the agenda in the music?
I see the motive. I see the plot. Mm-hmm. You know, just,
that's right.
You know, being, you know, where I'm at in God now, yeah, I can see it. I can hear it. Mm-hmm. I can see it. You know, I used to hear a lot of people say, oh, you don't know, you know, stop listening to that stuff. It's poisoning your mind. You know, I used to hear that all the time growing up. But now, as I'm listening to it now, is where I'm at. Now with God, I definitely can I relate to it. I'm like, yeah, I can see this song. I see the motive of this song. I see exactly where they're leading these people to, what they're entertaining, what they're saying is okay to do. And I'm like, wow, see the plot of the enemy right here. It's so clear.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say this, man. I'm paraphrasing because I don't know the lyrics, but he said something about rolling up the tree of life and smoking it, right? I was like, whoa. I felt like Amityville Horror, one of them scary movies, jumping out the radio. That voice they be using, like, get out, you know, like that. Facts, bro. And I was like, man, I got to cut this off, man. I cut it off, bro, because I'm like, man, they wild at this kid. This man, he a wild.
Mm-hmm. I've had some moments like that. I'm talking about, like, I'm in the store. Like, this is crazy testimony. I'm in an actual store. You know how they be playing the music at the top through the little speakers. And I don't know who it was. You know, I ain't really in tune to the, you know, who's hot, who's not right now. But it was one song, and I heard the lyrics. And I promise you, I felt like I heard, like you said, like a scary voice. Like, I'm coming for you. And I just had to put down everything, bro. And I got out of Walmart real fast. I think it was Walmart. Mm-hmm. One of the stores, that was a smaller store than Walmart. But I remember putting down the store. I was like, yeah, I need to get out of here, man. I don't know what they playing in there. But no, I can't be hearing that. And that's like, you hear that.
That's right.
That extra voice behind it. You're like, whoa. Okay, God, I see what you're saying. And it was around the holiday season. Because as I'm leaving, I'm looking up. I see that sign say, stay in the spirit. You know, it's like, you know, holiday spirit. But, you know, I received that in a different. I'm looking at that.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
I was like, all right, God, I hear what you're saying. Let me get up out of this place.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Man. So listening to your music, right? I know you came up in a biracial household. Mm-hmm. What were some of the challenges you faced because of that?
Whew. Like when I was, well, I'm just going to be 100 with you. You know, growing up, I ain't even have like half of my other side of my family in my life. So, you know, I only had one side, and which made it difficult because when I went to school or, you know, I went outside, you know, I'm seeing, you know, other kids and, you know, how their family was structured, but I see there's a disconnect in mine. And even just growing up, period, you know, being in certain circles, it was just like, you know, I could never fit in. It was like, I was in this circle, you know, I wasn't black enough. If I was in this circle, I wasn't white enough. So it's like, man, where I'm supposed to, you know, where am I supposed to be at? So it was just like, being oppressed on each side, of, you know, each side of it. And I ain't have no identity for a minute. And I think, you know, that was like, I know that was the plot of the enemy to have me try to find it, try to find my identity and all these wrong things. But I say most of it came from just, you know, being disconnected in the household, because it left so many questions. It leaves all these holes where, you know, these evil spirits come in, anger, depression. They start filling those voids. And, you know, thankfully, God turned it around, you know, but it was tough for me. I can say that. It was tough for me. But I'm still working through it. God is still helping me through it.
Yeah, and that, man, that's great you said that, because you're still working through it, right? You know, and I want the listeners to really listen to that. You're still working through it. Oh, yeah. So my thing would be, what would you tell that young man or that young girl that's growing up right now, like in the same similar situation to where the blacks, on one side or whatever your biracial culture is doesn't accept you, and the other side doesn't. And is it? And I would even ask: is there a turbulence within the family, like the parents, where your parents' parents or grandparents or family members of your parents acceptable of that? And how much pressure did that put on you too as a child?
I'll tell. There's many layers to that question, but I'm gonna tackle the first one. I would tell them, you love. You are love. You know, that was the big question, you know, that I struggled with. You are love. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, just know you are love. And like you were saying, it is a turbulence within the family. You know, and that, and when I was young, you know, I didn't know that. I didn't see that. You know, they kind of tried to shelter me from that. But there were turbulence, you know what I mean? And really it started from when I was in the womb. You know what I'm saying? Like, that rejection, you know, that thing transferred to me. So, and as I got older, you know, I started to, nobody said nothing. It's just me starting to actually realize and see and actually start asking questions. Then I started to see, wow, there's a big, big, big disconnect within the family that nobody talking about. And that's why. But I understand, you know, everyone has their convictions or whatever their biases or whatever they feel, but the kids are getting caught up in the middle of this and they're the future. And what you're doing is you're messing them up. But as I got older, you know, I started to have these conversations. And that's where I started to see. And, you know, it started to make sense for me. You know, it started to give a little peace. Because then I realized that, you know, it hit me that it wasn't that nobody loved me. You know, that it wasn't that I was being rejected on purpose. You know, this was something that was going on within the family. You know what I mean? And like I said before, it's all still being worked on. You know, it's a work in progress. You know, thankfully, you know, now that I'm in God, you know, I got help, you know, praying, trying to, you know, trying to stand in that gap. You know what I'm saying? Trying to help mend it for, you know, my nieces, my nephews, you know what I'm saying, that's coming up. So they don't have to experience what I experienced. But just know that you love, man, and don't listen to the devil, man. Don't listen to them lies that you're not loved, you know, that it's your fault, there's something wrong with you. You know, I've been told many times growing up, you know, you're an abomination. You know, don't listen to none of that. Mm. You know, there's a reason why God made you. Amen. And that's what I would tell.
Amen, man. That's great advice, man. That is great advice. Now, I'm going to move on into some exciting news, right? And brother, to the listeners, I know you are a humble man of God, right? But I'm going to give you some flowers, right? You feel me? I'm going to give you some flowers in this podcast, right? So, but for the listener, for the first time, I'm going to announce some exciting news. I actually announced this on Air Boston 520 Collective Podcast. And now I'm going to make it official by announcing it on our very own podcast. So if the people don't know, you join us on a project we are working on with the bookkeeper. I wrote a book about the Douglases. It's an interactive ebook we have dropping preferably late year or first quarter of next year. So the first installment of the book is The Pamela Douglas Story. It's about a woman with two kids who made some horrible mistakes in her life. We have artwork from Eric Ellens and music productions from Get 'em J. We have you, Hugh Holler, Get 'em J, Shine On Me, Trill Will, and more exclusive songs in the ebook as well. You know how the book is going to work. And as we get closer to the release date, I'll start adding and releasing more details. I really appreciate you for helping on this project and going all in, TC.
No doubt, man. Amen. I was excited, man. I was happy and humbled that you even think of me, bro. So I'm just happy, man. Happy for you.
Yes, sir, man. I really do appreciate that. I said, man, every time I reach out to you, though, for your help, you dive right in, right? When I asked you for the track for Vacation Bible School, even though we had to cancel it because of COVID, right? Man, you dove right in. You said, I got you, bro. When I asked you to use one of your songs from the intro when we first started up, you said, go ahead, bro. I said, and let me add this as well, right? This ain't visual, y'all, but I'm looking at TC, so I know how he is, right? But let me add this. Every time I ask you, bro, it be free of charge, right? So my question for you is, how do you maintain such a giving heart in a society that says nothing is free?
I stay connected to God, bro. That's the simplest question I can give, man, because honestly, it's all God, because this wasn't the type of person I was before I came to him, you feel what I'm saying? And when I came to God, God started working on that selfishness that I battled with in my heart. And when it comes to ministry, like, God already told me, like, do it. You know, I don't be here. So when people come to me, as long as it's about building the kingdom and putting God first, I'm always going to be all in. In this season, I can say that. Especially, like, for you, my brother, like, family, like, building with, you already know you got my yes. It just, once I got the time, you know, I'm going to put in the work. So when you reach out to me, bro, it's an opportunity for me. It's a blessing for me to keep building with God, to keep sharpening my tools, and to keep helping. And I know, because I know your heart, brother, so I know that God is in line with this. Like, there ain't no question about this. Like, of course I'm finna help you. We finna go to fight together. Like, of course I got you, bro. And the way it helps me to stay centered, not to think about any type of money or anything like that, is just that, bro, like, I believe wholeheartedly, bro, like, prayer moves. Amen. Like, the prayer of the righteous.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need no money, bro. I just need, just look out for me in prayer. You know, and I tell a lot of folks that who, you know, I build with, you know, and do features with, like, I don't ask for nothing. I don't need none of that. Because the money, God gonna move for me. As long as I'm obedient to God and what he's telling me, God gonna move for me in other areas that money can't move for me in. Like, money can't open certain doors in your life. Money can't destroy generational curses. Money can't touch, you know, your sister, your brother, your cousin, who you trying to lead to the Lord. Like, money can't do that. But God, amen. Like, God, you keep God hand moving by staying obedient. And that's what helps me to just be like, I don't even be thinking about, like, it don't even come to my mind, bro. I don't even like when you be trying to thank me. I'm like, bro, this is no giving. Like, this for the Lord. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.
That's how my mindset.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. Speaking of that, Joseph, get him Jay, right? I'm calling by his name out there in the streets, what we know about. But get him Jay, he be getting on me all the time, right? About, like, I be like, man, bro, I appreciate it. Man, thank you. He was like, man, this kingdom business, this kingdom ministry, I'll give him his shout out too. Get him Jay, he's producing it. Executive producer, the soundtrack for the book, right? He's even paid for studio time for artists that don't have the equipment in their house, right? But he wanted them on the, now he's calling me, he's giving me, you know, my due by calling me executive producer, right? Because, you know, I had some part in lining you all up, the people that I wanted in the book, right, for a certain reason, because, like you said, I know your heart, I know y'all men of God, right, and I know y'all seek prayer of the righteous availeth much, right, I know y'all being y'all word and everything, right, so the choices that I made for the book was personal to me, right, including you all are some talented brothers that I listen to daily, right, me and my family, right, but Joseph get on me about that, man. He said, man, look here, I'm in a situation to help this kingdom business, so let's get it. Yeah, man, I just give a special shout out to Get 'em Jay, man. Love that brother, man. Love all y'all brothers coming together and doing what y'all doing, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate Get 'em Jay too, man, because I'm gonna say this too, like, the Dusty Bible track we got out there, he gave that thing, and he gave me the best verse. Like, I'm just gonna put that out there. I got the best Get 'em Jay verse on any feature. I done listened to all I put him. I said, man, this brother gave me his best gas for free, bro. And I was like, I remember I was praying hard for this, but I'm like, Lord, you got to bless this brother. Like, this brother just looked out for me, and that's just how his mindset being. I love his heart, bro. I love that brother heart.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that dusty Bible, man. that's one of the works right there. Y'all went in on that one. I love that, man. So, man, bro, after these messages, man, I got a couple more questions for you about your part of the book. So with that being said, we'll be back after these short messages.
Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show. Podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. If you want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of guides to help you find the right equipment at the right price. Also, if you would like to receive a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes and sign up for a paid plan. This will notify Buzzsprout that we sent you and you'll receive more details. This will definitely help support our show. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters who's already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something great together.
All right, welcome back to the Ride Family, where we're sitting down and chopping it up with TC. As we move into this segue, I love to hear testimony, but I'm going to lead into it a little differently after making an announcement about the Douglas ebook dropping soon. In your chapter, TC, we tackle a tough subject of depression and suicide. Can you share with us your struggles with depression and suicide?
Yes, sir, I can, man. Like, and the beauty of you asking me, you know, to do a song for that part of the chapter, which that part of the chapter hit me the most, was because I know my struggles. I know what I went through with depression and suicide. And yeah, it's all tied into my testimony, especially my testimony coming to the Lord. But man, when I was young, bro, like I used to struggle hard with depression and suicide. Like, man, I was like stuck in this season, and like, it's like everything that was going well for you, you lose it. Like, I don't know, like anything the devil give you, he always come back for it. So never take anything the devil give you. Hey man, like, and I'm a living proof of that. Everything you get the wrong way, you're gonna lose it that same way. And it's like everything I had, lost all that. Everything, like, bro, like popularity, like prom king, all that stuff don't matter, bro. Like, none of that stuff brought me home. None of that stuff brought me real, I'm talking about like real joy, real peace. None of that made no difference, because all of that stuff is just temporarily anyway. And I was in that season where I was losing all of that. Like, all that stuff went. It was like I couldn't find pleasure. I couldn't find joy in anything. Like, I'm talking about with family. I'm talking about when that stuff start weighing on you, it starts to deteriorate all other type of relationships that you have with other people. Unintentionally, you start to just lash out on people. And, bro, I got to a place, I'm talking about like a real dark place, bro, where like I was like it was set in stone for me, my will, you know, my plans, you know, I was finna take my life, bro. Like, I wrote the letter, I got the knife, like, I had it was almost like the devil's so wicked, bro. It was like almost like a ceremonial thing. Like, I had it in the room, set up on the dresser a certain way. I knew what day it was. Like, everything was mapped out, bro. Like, this is what's gonna happen. It's almost because, and to tell you the truth, it's like I lost value in the world. Like, I didn't see myself, like, what they need me for? Like, my parents don't need me anymore. Like, it was just like friends, family. Like, I couldn't find no place and all of that. And, bro, there's so many layers to that. That also came from, like, the first thing we touched on, you know, growing up, being rejected, you know, identity, all that stuff played a role. And I promise you, bro, like, God is so good, bro. When you get to that place, and it's like, I'm gonna say it like this: like, anything we put before God, any person, place, or thing, God's gonna take it away. Amen. Mm-hmm. And God was taking all that away so He can get my attention. Because I promise, it was almost like a road to Damascus type of experience. Because I promise you, as soon as I was about to do it, bro, like, I had left work, and I wrote about it in the song, in one of my EPs, man. I wrote about it, great detail too. And got to the home, got the knife, and I heard God's voice so clear, bro. Like, as clear as I hear your voice. And the things God told me, first thing God told me was, no, put it down. I love you, bro. And I remember just to my knees, bro, just, bro, I was just crying, bro. And I never cried in my life. And I was just crying like a little baby, boy. I was crying like Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. I was crying in them streets.
And so.
It was so many more, like, there's so many more layers to that. But then God started to show me, bro. He started to show me every person, place, and thing that He pulled out of my life. Like, He started just playing like a reel in my mind. Like, and I was like, wow, God, You did this to get my attention so I can hear You. And what He told me to do, and what He led me to do, I did all of that, bro. But it was almost like I got to that dark place, and it, you know, I ain't gonna say that everything just changed overnight. Like, I just woke up the next day, no longer battling that depression, no longer battling those type of spirits. You know, it took time, you know, but now I had help. You know what I'm saying? Now I had, now I had reassurance. I had hope. You know what I'm saying? I had something I could go to. In the world, it's just you. You ain't got no help.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no help with those thoughts. Now I got somewhere I can take those thoughts to. Someone who can exchange those, you know, those wicked thoughts. Now I can exchange them with positive thinking, you know, things of good report, you know, things praiseworthy. Like, I had something that I could just switch them around. Normally, I had nothing to attack those thoughts. I just let them keep playing until I start to believe them. So, man, there's so much more, but I know for time's sake, I'm just trying to cut it short, but there's so many layers to that. But I just thank God for helping me through that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, so that lead, I invite you back on the show, and we'll unravel some of them layers later on, bro, for sure.
Yeah,
no doubt. I would ask next, then, because it's this big thing going around that, as Christians, we shouldn't have to seek professional help, right? Let me just say it like that. Which I believe that if we seek professional help, but if we have God as our forefront, right, seeking that professional help, then it's still healthy, right? But for you, it sounds like that God intervened, right? That one of his sheep heard his voice, or he went back for the 99. He went back for the one, right? You feel me? And pulled you out of that dark. Thank you, Lord. And pulled you out of that dark place. So my question would be, what advice to a listener that may be going through depression and suicidal thoughts of, And let me clarify, we're not professionals, right? We're just men of God. But and if you need professional help, then go seek that. You know, just do it in the spirit and in Jesus' name when you go seek that professional help. But what advice would you give somebody that's in that dark place at this time, thinking about some of the same things that the Lord delivered you from?
Well, my advice And I can only come from, you know, go based off my life, my testimony, my experience is I'm going to tell you who helped me. So I'm going to tell you about the Lord. Now, counseling, look, if you need it, you got to get it. But everything got to be filtered through the scripture now. And scripture tells us that you got to be careful who you get counseling from. So
absolutely,
not everyone's going to give you, you know, you can't just go run to anyone for counseling. Like I was getting counseling. You know what I mean? Like I was having counseling through my apostle. You know, it wasn't just
okay.
Me,
okay.
You know, but you know, I was very careful on who I was getting my counseling from. But I'm not against it. No, if you need it, then go get it. But that can't be the only thing you're leaning on, though. You see what I'm saying? Like it can't be that. You got to be that, and you got to still do, you know, what God's word tells us to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
With these struggles, amen. With these battles, you know. But I would just say, just be very careful who you seek counseling from. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everyone is for you. Not everyone, you know, wants to see you do well. I know that may sound crazy and strange to some folks who think everybody's for you. But no, they're not. And you think the enemy want to see you get better? No, he don't want to see you get better. So he may lead you down. He may lead you to someone that's not for you, and they can put on a facade and get you. So just, I would say, definitely see God, find a home, a church where you're rooted and you're growing there. See, you know, and I know everyone has that. You know, their stories of church hurt and, you know, everything they've been through. And I understand that. And I get that. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can only give you advice based off what I've been through. You know, I'm not the type of person who go buy people books, read them up, and then start talking about that type of. That's not how God used me. I only talk about what I've been through. That's how I'm able to be transparent and real. So what helped me, and I know, you know, what helped me isn't necessarily going to help you, but, you know, I'm going to give you the blueprint and you tailor it for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not how I did it is going to exactly work for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's just
follow the way God's word tell us to do it. Amen. But I'm not against not seeking counseling. That don't make you weak. Bro, I be in counseling all the time. Like, if I can find time to speak with my pastor, my apostle, I'm in that office getting counseling, bro. You know, like,
that's right.
I'm married, bro, like 13 years. Like, you tell me someone who ain't seeking counseling. Ain't nobody marriage perfect. Like, there ain't nothing wrong with seeking counseling.
Cause it may
be two different type of things. You know, you're talking about seeking counseling for depression. I'm seeking counseling to try to keep my marriage afloat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same type of, it's the same spirit attacking. It's just, you know,
different
form. See what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm not against it, but you gotta have both. You can't just be leaned on that and then just disregarding everything, you know, that God has to say, you know, and the instructions God gives us to apply. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely, man. Before we go on to the next break, when I'm listening to that, it makes me think of what I kind of stand on all the time. I can hear a sermon in my home church. I can hear one on YouTube or whatever device I'm listening on. But what I do is I go back and get them scriptures for myself.
That's key right there, bro. That right there, that's major keys you just dropped. Because a lot of folks hear it and they run with it. Go back to the scriptures, you know, go seek God on that. You see what I'm saying? I love that you said that, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, man. So I appreciate, man, you sharing that, man, and being transparent in that. As we move forward, we'll be back after these messages.
Hey, guys, listen up. 520 Collective presents the new single, Safe, by King David, The Vessel. Available now on digital music outlets. Safe is a song of surrender. Don't hold back from God, because in Him we are safe. Hit up 520collective.com for this and other 520 Presents collaborative releases.
abused, misused, confused. Been a lot of things in this life. Deceived, untrue.
All right, welcome back to the Ride family, where we sitting down and chopping it up with my friend, my family, my brother, TC. As we move into this segue, I'd like to hear about your musical influences and et cetera. So what first got you into music?
I'll say what first got me into music was just growing up listening to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just listening to, you know, just hip-hop in general. And, you know, and I started, you know, just messing around with it, you know, before coming to God or whatnot. And I remember after getting saved and, you know, I didn't even know there was a space for this, you know, like, you know, I didn't even know there was such thing as Christian rap, you know. So I was, you know, I was doing it on my own to help me, to wean me off circular music. That was my mindset. Like, let me create my own music. When I'm just praising God, it's like praise and worship is just in a rap form, and I'm pretty sure my old stuff was trash. But it, you know, I wasn't worried about, you know, how it sound. It was just more to wean me off of listening to circular music, because I knew that was poisoning me. I knew it was no good for me. So I, that's how I kind of got into it, you know, just growing up listening to it. So I was messing around with it. But then when I got saved, it was more of a tool to help me. Until, you know, somebody heard it in my car one day at church, and they was like, oh, you do music? I was like, yeah. Gave them a CD, and not knowing, they went and burned it and passed it around. So everyone started now knowing that I did it. And then when my pastor found out, they're like, oh, so you doing music for the Lord and you ain't saying that? I was like, no, I'm just doing it to help me. It's like, no, you can't be selfish. You got to help others. I was like, all right. And that's how it started. And I think that was
okay.
2008.
Yeah, that's an amazing message from your pastor. You can't be selfish with your gift, to share it, you know. And that's why I advocate having a home church and a pastor that you trust in. Of course, we got to seek the word on our own, like we already mentioned. You mentioned church hurt, and I get it too. You know, I've been church hurt. But when I come up out of it, I just ask, Lord, lead me back to the church or to a church,
yes,
you know, that worships you and that I can grow in, right? So, man, that was some gems your pastor dropped. So how would you describe the music that you typically create?
I would describe my music as, I say it as this, always being real, transparent, in your face, and being bold and being very bold about who sent me and why I'm here. Like, I want to be my music, by God's help, I try to be very intentional with my message. You know, I don't want to leave the listener or whoever may be listening thinking what I'm talking about, or what is he touching on, or who is he talking about, or, you know, I want to leave no rock unturned, no question. When you hear it, you know, I'm just here from the Lord. Like, you may not understand that I tried to go to Joppa a few times, but I made it to Nineveh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
amen.
You don't know all that, but look, I'm here, and I'm going to keep, and I like that. I like Jonah. So when I get to Nineveh, when I get to this song, when Jonah got to Nineveh, you ain't hear his feelings. We know about his feelings because it was his feelings that kept him from getting there. But when he got to Nineveh, there was no feelings in the message. Everything the Lord told him, he said it. He said it exactly what God told him. And that's kind of how I do with my music. Like, I don't want to put my feelings in it. I don't want to put my emotions in it. I don't call names out. I don't do none of that. Because I know what I'm talking about. I know what we wrestle against. So it's just like, I just want to make sure I say right what God tell me to say, and leave it at that. So just to be, if anyone hears my music, I would hope you would say that was, he was being real, he was being transparent, and he was being bold about who sent him. Because the world is very bold about who they're being sent by. So
absolutely.
I'm doing the exact same thing, but I'm doing it for the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Man, that's what's up, because exactly, family, that's exactly what you're going to get. when you a TC project on, right? Slap off in your face, bold about the Lord, you know, who sent them. And just like he said, when Jonah got to Nineveh, even though Jonah was running, boy, he preached exactly what the Lord wanted him to Nineveh, to the city, to a filthy town, we can reference all day with this nation and this world. Amen. You know, so I appreciate you, brother, for that. But what is your writing process when you sit down to write a song, or for God to give you the direction of an EP or your album? What is the process that you can share with us?
One, I definitely pray, lots of prayer. Like, even, you know, even when it's just a feature verse, you know, I'm praying, like, even before I even turn this song on, like, I'm praying, like, God, if this be your will, Lord, you know, make it flow, you know, and then I'll turn it on and I'll see what God is saying. But coming to a project, you know, I don't like to write anything, you know, I don't like to listen to no beats. I just like to see God. And I'm like, God, just tell me. And it's not like you're going to get it that same day. You may not even get it that same week. It's just constantly keeping that communication with God. Like, just talking to God, randomly talking to God. Like, God, what would you have me, you know, what would you have me write about? Like, with the recent project I have dropping out, like, God, what do you want? Like, what do you want me to say? Like, you know, I don't want to come out here with me. You know, my words ain't going to touch anything. You know, your scriptures say you your word to perform it. Like, God, I want to be led by you. So, there's a lot of, you know, we fast. You know, that's just part of my daily, you know, steps I do with my relationship with God. But, you know, there are times I may throw in the extra fast, you know, when it comes to writing a song, you know, like just doing a feature, you know, allowing God to lead me on who those features are. Amen. And just praying, fasting. But when it comes to the lyrics, I'm just going to be honest. A lot of times I don't even write. It's just, you know, when I'm listening to it, it's like I'm getting the bars in my head and I'm just repeating them, you know, and it might be like 16. So I just take that and then I'll just find time and I'll just go ahead and record it. Now, there are times where I do write, but for the majority of the time, I just let it freely come to me. Like, if I sit down, I can't sit down and write, but I think because of the season I'm in right now, I don't have a lot of time to be doing that. Like, I don't have time to just be sitting down and just trying to write to a whole song. So I got to do it how I can get it. Like, if I'm driving, you know, I'm putting the instrumental on, I got it on my phone, I'm just listening to it. And I'm just, whatever the Holy Spirit giving me, bro, I trust it. I trust God 100. So whatever it is, I take it and I just do it. Amen. He gave me this bar and I'd be like, all right, Lord, I'm going to run with it. I don't know who toes this may step on, but Lord, I'm just going to take it and I'm going to apply it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, something that you said earlier about being bold with your message. And now that I see what your preparation is as a Christian artist that keeps the Lord first, right? Before we talk about growth after our next break, there's something that you said in manna, right? That I just thought about on that manna EP, when you said, I may not be the most talented, but I'm anointed, right? You know, and I'm paraphrasing. I might have the bar a little mixed up, right? But I'm paraphrasing that, right? And that's how I believe that as a Christian artist, I believe that's how the first process to me should be prayer. It should be fasting.
Yes.
It should be, you know, but I'm not an artist, but in my heyday, I did own a music studio with my partner, God rest his soul. He passed earlier this year, but we had our own label, you know, locally and stuff like that. Had a couple of connections we was about to make in Atlanta, but, you know, I don't want to glorify that, you know, but because we definitely weren't making no music for the Lord back then, right? But amen. But I would say that as an artist, man, I hate even talking about it. You know how humble I am, but being like the co-CEO of that company back then, and I also back in my day, I wrote me a couple of bars, had me a little album, EP out, you know, stuff like that. Just a little hood clout, though. It wasn't no nothing major, right? You know. So, but I would say that a secular artist, right, back then, and I use me for this for myself, it definitely wouldn't be no Prayer and Fast. A track, I think that a lot of artists, and the Lord gave me this to say, so I'm gonna say it. I believe a lot of artists, instead of doing prayer, fasting, and a spiritual journey before they hop on a track or EP, I feel like they just listen to the beat and go off that.
Ooh, wow. Okay. That's fast, though. Let's just say I know a few people who used to do that. You know, a few people who do that. Let me just say that. And during, when you do that, you completely cutting God out of the equation. So you're not being led through the Holy Spirit. Like, the Spirit ain't going before you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always come back to just doing what the Word say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it go all the way back to Genesis. Like, Genesis 1. Before God said anything, the Scripture tells us the Spirit went first. So the Spirit moved first. So if we don't allow the Spirit to go before us, that's like, you know, you can be going to a store. You ain't even, and as tedious as that is, before you leave the house praying, you know, having God cover you, you can go to the store and not know somebody could be there trying to, you know, rob the store, and you might get shot. Not knowing God ain't want you to go to Walgreens. He wants you to go to the CVS. See what I'm saying? And that's the same thing applied to the music. Like, if I'm a Christian, you know, a child of God, I live for the Lord, I have to turn it over to him first. If we claim that, don't, just imagine the type of music you're putting out. Your focus should be what? To help somebody, to encourage someone, right?
Absolutely.
The kingdom, right? But if you ain't God in it, then are you really doing any of that? Are your words effective? You feel what I mean? Like, are you just helping someone in that moment? They feel good, you know? Isn't that what alcohol do? Isn't that what drugs do? Like, it helps somebody in the moment, but it don't have no real effect. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not effective. Going back to that statement you said about being gifted but not anointed. Amen. It's just,
that's right.
There's a difference. There's a big
difference.
That's
right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Yeah, I would even, now we can go to church a little bit before we go into the next segue. And I would add to that too, that the Spirit just didn't move, it hovered over the water, right?
Ooh,
so
yes.
It's got to move, and then we got to allow artists or whatever we do, right? We have to allow the Holy Spirit to hover in our life, right? You feel me? To sit there. For in order for us to be able to hear the Holy Spirit, we got to let it rest, rule, and abide in us, right? You know.
Church,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree. Yes, sir. So that's what we like to do here on Behind the Mic, ask the tough question, man, getting chopping it up. So after that, man, we'll be back for the last part of this interview after these messages.
Hey, family. I hope you're enjoying the show. In order to change the culture for God through media, we have plenty of opportunities for you to grow with us on The Bookkeeper. Do you need production for your podcast or YouTube video? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to do album reviews, start your own podcast, write your own devotionals? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to report Christian news, from hip-hop to book reviews, as well as related topics in our culture? Look no further. We got you. By partnering with us, we can do all these things for the glory of God. Email us at thebookkeeper247@gmail.com and let's start making strides to influence the culture from a godly perspective. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Ride family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with my friend, my homie, my partner, TC. In this segue, I like to talk more in detail about your latest project entitled Growth. Growth is a full album, It has 19 tracks and some features from some of the hottest artists in the game right now. Brody Da Vinci, Zach Menhouse, Intellect, Hugh Holler, and BIM. When I listened to Grove right off the rip, you had a bar in Vegan. I failed again trusting in this wicked heart. I got cocky with your wisdom, God. I think I'm smart. Whoa. What can the listeners expect when they listen to Grove?
Oof, yes, that bar. Yes. The first thing you can expect is you're going to hear total transparency in my walk. Amen. And just,
amen.
You know, being, you know, I've done it, I've been in it, and I've done a lot of, I made a lot of mistakes. Amen. And I have no problem sharing those mistakes if they can help you. Amen. To just amen. See my mistake. The goal is, the focus was, my desire is just to help any and everyone who listens to it to grow in their faith. Amen. To just not,
amen. You know,
don't just give God your yes one time at the altar. Give him your yes daily. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to grow and to share my testimony in many areas that hindered my growth. Maybe areas that I didn't even see could hinder my growth. Many things that, you know, that I didn't even know could hinder your growth. You know, as far as family, generational things, love, lack of love, like certain things that I didn't even see. So this project is just taking you down a journey where you're hearing my growth, you know, and I'm still growing. Amen. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Everyone is still growing. So the project was challenging me as well, you know, to grow and reflect, you know, and, you know, just getting the listener to that place where they are giving God their all. Amen. Just don't give God half, amen. Give him your all. And that's not easy. Trust me when I say this, it is not easy. I get it. I know the plight, but it's worth it. Amen. It's
amen.
It's so worth it. Amen.
I like to touch on this too. What? Okay. In Fake Love, right? One mm-hmm. of my favorite tracks, Fake Love. I appreciate for the early release. I guess when we share this podcast Monday, when you dropping, right? Well, go on, shout out the release date for Growth.
Yes, it's going to be dropping on the 16th, which is August 16th on a Monday on Bandcamp only. You get the exclusive, the 18 full experience of the whole album is only through Bandcamp, and the bonus Child of God verse, because it's going to be releasing later through digital, but you're not going to get the full 18. I'm just putting that out there. So if you want the full experience, then it can only be through Bandcamp, and that's dropping on the 16th. And just quick shout out, man, I want to just thank everyone who's been pre-ordering, man. Like, the love has been overwhelming. Like I don't deserve it. And I'm just taken back, and I'm so grateful and thankful for every single person, man, including you, bro. You was literally the first one. So thank you, brother. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, man. You know, my support good music. That's my motto. I can't buy every last, you know, album or EP or anything like that. But, man, edifying, a project that makes me look back at some of the things and the challenges that I'm going through, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Man, I love them projects, right? They help me grow in my faith.
Mm-hmm.
To help me grow as a man, as a husband, as a dad. I mean, man, I support projects like that all day, right? I know we got a little bit off topic, but that old vibe stuff, don't get me wrong, I like the vibe sometimes, mm-hmm. depending on, you know, where I'm riding to and stuff. But man, in my life, I need edification. I need lessons. I need transparency, you know, and for the people that's listening, you're going to get all this on Growth. Every last thing that and more. It's something for everybody, you know. So even the vibe songs on there, it's bars in there. You got to rewind, like, wait a minute, hold up. What he just said, you know. So, yeah, and even your features, man, Hugh Holler, BIM, I got to call them out, them the homies. That Rotten Fruit, oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know, yes, sir. Y'all excuse my cough. I got a little cold and got excited. But yeah, that they're bar loaded, and the message in that song, man, is excellent. But I'm gonna move on and talk about Fake Love, right? Yeah. Which is one of my favorite tracks. It has so much emotion in it from you as an artist. Yeah. You were very patient on there. So I'd like for you just to break Fake Love down for us.
Yes, and that's one of my favorites too, bro. Like, that's amazing that that's your favorite as well. Fake Love came from a place, and it's just me being real, being honest with myself, you know what I mean? Like, I found myself, you know, trying to justify, you know, I was justifying, you know, justifying where I was in my love, and justifying that the love I had was efficient, you know what I mean? Like, this is agape love, when really it wasn't. But see, I had got stuck in that, and I had got stuck in that, and didn't realize that that was hindering my growth until, you know, the shepherd over my life, my apostle, my home church, told me. And I was like, and I reflected, and I was like, wow, this whole time, like, I've been giving this fake love out with brothers and sisters in my life, you know, friends and family, like. And then when I start to think about it and reflect on it, and I start seeing the emotions I had during it, I'm like, this is fake. Like, I had no real intention on wanting to hear their troubles. Like, I had, like, no intention. Mm. You know, when you call me, I don't, like, I'm looking at, and I said this in the verse, like, you calling me, I see you ringing, but I don't pick it up. Then when I see you, I'm telling you all this, oh, I was busy and blah, 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 knowing I was just chilling. And I knew you was going through, and I know exactly what you was going through, but I didn't have the love. Like, I didn't want to hear it. And that's where my love was. My love was nowhere near where God wanted it to be. And I had to be real with myself and come to that realization. Like, and for many times, for a period of time, it was okay. Until I made up in my mind and in my heart that I wanted to go somewhere with God. And then I realized that it started hitting differently. Like, and I think I said that in the book too, where
you know,
I was saying it, you know, I was loving these people and it was okay for that point. But then when I made up in my mind, like, you know what? No, it's time for me to grow in God. Like, I need to get serious about this thing. Like, I got family members, you know, I got friends, you know, like, there's people out there. And then when it just hit differently now when I'm talking to these people, and I had to be real and confess it and tell these individuals, like, look, you know, forgive me. Like, amen. It wasn't real, you know, like, you know, like, I was saying things, like, you were talking, but I had you muted. Like, it was just like I said in the verse, like, you're talking to me, we're talking about your issues, but I'm treating it like sin and I'm trying to find the exit. Like, how can I wrap
that's right.
Like, let's keep this real short. It's like someone who sent you like a text message full of paragraphs and you just text back, okay. You know, it was just, it was that type of energy. And I knew that love is one of the most important things, amen, in the word of God,
amen.
The kingdom of God. And I had to start there. Like I had to start with my love. Like, if you can't love, then you're nothing, amen. Like, you're nothing. That's just... that's scripture. Amen.
Amen, man. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that answer, too. Man, I asked St. Jones this, but after listening to Growth, I had to ask this question to you, right? Mm-hmm. One time, I asked my pastor, how does he deal with pride or feeling more than after preaching a 5 sermon? He told me the first thing he does when he leaves the church, he goes get into his prayer closet. Shout out to my partner, Eddie Richardson, out there listening. I know you listen to Eddie, for being a man of God and being a pastor. Mm-hmm. Also, I was watching OB on OnBeat Music, right, on Critique Friday for Rapzilla. And he was paraphrasing, well, I'm paraphrasing, but he says that some of the Christian rappers out here are real arrogant and prideful, right? When I listen to Growth, I hear you saying you wrestle with pride, especially in suburbia. You even brought the story up with Nebuchadnezzar, which I done heard a couple of times since I've been listening to you and your music. Mm-hmm. So is pride a daily thing you work on? And what advice would you give someone who is talented and working for God on how to deal with being so prideful?
Amen. Yes. Pride is something you definitely got to fight against. You know, from the moment you wake up, you know, the scripture tells us what the flesh and the spirit are always fighting, right? They will never come to a common ground. So the moment you wake up, you got to battle the flesh, and the flesh wants to be prideful. What was the thing that got Satan kicked out? Like, that's one of the very things up there. So every day is like, you got to fight off the spirit of pride. You got to keep it off you. And what I would suggest to artists, how to keep yourself humble, is just how I see it. You know, what I do, what I reflect on. I know where I came from. You know what I'm saying? So, and I always remind myself, you know, without God, I'm nothing. Without God, you know, you only see me, you only hear me because of God. And like, I reflect on that scripture a lot where it says, think not, you know, don't think of yourself higher than you ought to. Like, and coming from the world, I used to do that. And every time I did that, God would humble me. And God got ways of humbling his children. And
yes, he did.
What I do is, well, one, it's crazy because I don't think of myself as that super talented artist. So when people be going crazy, sending me texts like, wow, this and that, it's like, really? Okay, thank God. You know, I don't, it's hard for me to see myself like that. It's almost, you know, like you was alluding to, like, it's almost like that, you know, like, you know, I know I'm not the most gifted. I'm just trying to be obedient. And, but what I do, I always just remember, you know, where I came from, where God has brought me to, and knowing that God can take this away instantly. And not even the music, it's other areas that pride affects. Pride doesn't affect just you. It affects everything around you. It affects family, you know what I mean? Like, and I know I brought up Nebuchadnezzar, but even, you know, King Hezekiah, like, pride affected not
him.
It affected his family. You know, he wanted to show off, and it affected not just him, it affected the generation. And I got young kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I understand, and I think it's okay. We got to, by God's help, just got to try to get to a place with God where, you know, you understand the, you know, what can happen, the consequences. If I would give in to this pride right now, what could happen? You know, like, not just for me, you know, like, what could happen, you know, to my family, to my kids, you know, to my friends, like, who I'm standing in the gap for, like, and I think about the consequences of me giving into this, giving into that, and it humbles me. And I like Paul. I love Paul when he says he learned to be content in all things. So that helps me as well. Just, man, I'm just so content on being this little humble artist, this little indie, whatever, Christian rapper, you know, reaching, you know, how many people it is. Hey, man, I'm just so content in that. Like, I don't see myself, what, in flesh tries to talk to me in that way, as in the song Suburban. You know, you doing everything, you doing all of this, when in truth, the reality is, if you be real with yourself, you ain't doing any of it. You ain't doing none of it. It's God who's doing all of it. It's God who opened every single door. It's God who opened the door for me to even meet you, brother. It wasn't flesh. It was God who touched my heart to reach out to me, or to even open up your ministry. Everything, God's in his hands and in everything. So it would be foolish of me to think that I'm the one who's doing this. Even when it came to a sermon, like, I've given sermons. I know how that spirit of anxiety can attack. And when you finish, you feel so relieved. But if it wasn't for God, I would have never even got up there. Like, it'd be God who give you those words. Amen. It'd be God who directs and orders every single thing. And the best advice is just to remember, you know, that it's God who did it. It's God who can take it away. And know the consequences of giving in to not even just pride, but anyone, like, the consequences of giving into lust, amen, to giving into greed. Just, I'm always very mindful of what could happen, amen, if I give into this at this moment. you know, God may forgive me. You know what I'm saying? Like, David was forgiven, but look at the consequences mm-hmm. David had to face. Like, you know what I'm saying? He lost children.
Absolutely.
You know, daughter got mm-hmm. raped. Like, there's still consequences to it. Doesn't mean you don't have a heart, you know, a heart of, you know, a heart.
That's
of
right.
heart. So, you know, I think about the consequences, and that's what keeps me to be humble by God's help.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, man, I just thought about that story of David.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell, see, that's one thing I like about the music, too. I'm going to give you a few more flowers before we sum this up. But I feel like when I'm listening to your music, TC, I even know what parts of the Bible you read while you making these songs, right? You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. And I'm talking about it be vivid, too. It don't be no... Because, you know, we got this thing now to where all you got to do is not say Jesus and you can get on this playlist and you can get in this commercial and this and that, which, hey, I understand about eating too, right? You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm not even saying they chasing the check, but they may have just been blessed to get a commercial spot or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Which we've had this, but that's a whole nother conversation. So we'll have that when you come back, right?
Sure.
But I just like how, you know, when I listen to your music, I feel like I can tell what parts of the Bible you read. Man, we're going to talk about this first skit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Old Things Pass Away, that me and you had a discussion about it. Giving it all to God was your question in the skit.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jesus worth me giving up all for? And you emphasize all. Mm-hmm. And me and you had a private discussion about that.
Mm-hmm.
All. If I'm honest, sometimes, especially when I'm angry, I call myself referring back to the old me. Mm-hmm. And I use it to justify how tough I am. I know I'm dead wrong because I should be a new creature in him.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about all, just give me a little bit of the conversation that we had when we said being new creatures and giving it all to the Lord.
Yes, I remember that conversation. Scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Key word too, behold, all things become new. Sure. Behold, that means we have to see it. It must be evident.
Mm.
And it must, and it's a process, right? It's not overnight, you know. Mm-hmm. But old things pass away. So that means your old man life, you know, your old man thinking, you know, even the old man lingo, you know, the way you spoke before the Lord, none of that holds any value to your new man, right? I know a lot of folks may not know this or believe this, but let me be the first. If you've never heard this, let me tell you this. God doesn't need your help. He doesn't need my help. He is God. Amen. He don't need us to bring anything to help him. Like, there's nothing in our old life that can help our new life effectively. Amen. So when he says, behold, all things become new. So that means everything from the old man, that means all of that must become new. Behold. So the question that I left it with was, you know, is Jesus, because this is a question we all struggle with. Amen. No matter where we at in our faith, is Jesus worth me giving up all? And like I said, the growth is not only, you know, for the listener, the growth is also for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times people, it's hard for people to receive when God is speaking through someone because we're so focused on the messenger. But the messenger is never exempt from the message. So that all part was affecting to me too. And because where God is trying to take me, you know, even higher, you know, we go glory to glory, faith to faith. And I caught myself asking myself, wait, is he worth me giving up this now? You know, giving up that. I'm talking about certain things, but it's God still wants all of it. And that's, you know, that's the beauty of it, you know, that God wants all of that. And see if I can share something, a testimony pertaining to God saying that he wants all. So there's time, like God wants our certain a time, right? Amen. Time for us to spend with him. Amen. Like we can't say we have a relationship with God when we only visit him on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, amen.
God, and like you said, like you believe, and I believe too, like prayer is very important. You know, like you got to spend time with God, you know. And at first, where I was a baby Christian, you know, spending my little 5-10 minutes was okay with God. Now God is taking me places and deeper heights, and I want to, amen. My heart is made up and I have a desire to do that. So now God is wanting more from me. God is wanting now, not just 10, now God wants, what, 20 minutes. God wants 25 minutes of my time. But I spend that time doing something else, amen, that maybe, you know, more soothing to my flesh. Now, now I have to ask myself, now I'm battling like, okay, do I give this up to spend more time with God? Now I had to ask myself, like, is God worth me giving this up? Because, man, I really like this. And it's not like it's something sinful, amen. It's not like it's nothing that super sinful. It's just that God wants you now to take that away. And amen. And I'm talking about my situation, you know, just one particular situation. Is God worth me giving that up that I've been doing for years? Is God worth me giving that up to grow in my faith? Because if you spend more time with God, amen, the closer you are to God, your faith is going to grow. And just reading, amen. Not just praying, but just reading. And also, you know, putting praise and worship in that too. Because we can't just be waiting to, you know, the weekend to praise and worship God. Like, we got to do that during the week too. So just, I just know there were a lot of things I would have to get rid of or, you know, take away to make room for God. But I remember I caught myself asking, like, Jesus, are you really worth, like, is Jesus worth me giving up this for that? Like, it's not like what I'm doing is wrong. It's just that, God, now you're asking me to go deeper in it. You know, is this worth me giving up all? Amen. And that's where
amen.
That's part of where I got it from.
Man, that's what's up, man. I before we close out, I would say this, because I thought about it when you were just saying that. You got a bar in one of them songs about that's like playing Madden with no analog, right? Uh-huh. So would that be something you're talking about in that?
Yes.
You know, spending more time with it instead of firing up the, I don't know if you're an Xbox, I'm a PlayStation man.
I'm PlayStation. But
I don't, okay. Would that be a good example of, well, maybe I need to cut this off and spend a little more time with the Lord?
Yes. That would be a good example. And that's from Rotten Fruit. Playing, you know, you playing Madden with no analog. And what I meant by that with the analog is the little analog is the little joysticks we use to move. Imagine if that's turned off and trying to play Madden. You're trying to play Madden and that's turned off. Like, you ain't moving. So what's the point of you turning on the game then? What's the point of you trying if you know you know the analog don't work? So why are you doing it? You ain't moving. And that's the same thing. And that is the same. Like, you know that you have to, and man, you got to turn that analog on. You got to turn the analog on and to give up what God is asking you to give up. Amen. That's how you turn it on. But you don't want to turn the analog on, then you ain't going nowhere. You ain't moving. And if you ain't moving, and what's the point? The point is to grow, right? It should be our heart desire, right? We say we love the Lord. When you use the word love, right? If you love the Lord, then you want to get to know him, right? You want to try. It's hard. You can't trust a God you don't know, right? Do you just trust any random person? No, you don't trust. You can't trust someone you don't know. So we got to get to know that Lord. We got to get to know our God. Amen. So we can trust him. But if we ain't trying to do any of that, then your analog off. Then you playing Madden and you ain't moving. You in this fight, and it's a real fight, dark against principalities and wickedness in high places, and you ain't moving. We out here moving. We out here on the battlefield moving. You stuck. It ain't gonna work out for you. That's all I'm gonna say. The end result ain't gonna be what you think it's gonna be. Amen.
Hey, amen. Man, we're going to sum it up, but it's so funny because before we started talking, I showed you teacher's book today because we got church school.
Yeah.
And I know I'm late, right? But we got that PlayStation Now, so I downloaded. This is a real short thing about what you're talking about, spirit, principalities and spirits, right, that's going on. Mm-hmm. At first, I downloaded that game, The Witcher. I ain't have it on 5 minutes and was like, oh, no, I can't even let my kids see nothing like this, right? First of all, I should have known better for the title, right? You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it. Because I'm a Madden player. I like Metal Gear Solid. I kind of like, you know, them games, the one-player games, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So, but the other day, I got rid of that off my console. I was telling my partner, I said, man, that thing wicked, man. I got this. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to get this off the console for my little boy fighter and be exposed to a world he ain't even seen yet, right? But I downloaded that Horizon Zero Dawn, right, game the other day. So this morning when I got up to prepare, you know, for the interview and look into my church book, man, I cut that PlayStation on and then I said, you know what? Man, let me cut this thing off, right?
I hear you, bro.
I said, man, let me get do my thing, man, with the Lord, you know, and prepare myself for the day. The whole house is quiet. I got up before everybody got up. So, man, I love, man. But TC, I love what you're doing, man. I thank you for being a faithful servant, for one.
Amen.
You know, thank you for being a man of God. I know you're a great dad. You know, I know you're a great husband. And you put the Lord first, man. So, man, before we get out of here, man, let the people know where they can follow you at. I know, hey, look, I'm going to give you a hint, y'all. He ain't no social media bad for real. But so we're going to have the links in the description, right? But, man, let the people know where they can catch up with TC, man.
Yes, man. I'm glad you did that because, you know, I ain't big on social media. That's why I would be a horrible artist this time. But you can follow me at... I hope I got this right. TC _ The Collector at Twitter and Instagram. And that's it. For this season, that's all I'm at. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It's TC all lowercase _ The Collector. And that's like you said, I'm not really on social media like that. But I do come on sometimes and I dedicate myself a couple minutes to scroll down and, you know, support the homies. But if you're trying to contact me, please DM me. That's how you get into it. Go on there and DM me. I'm going to hit you up. Just DM me. But I'll be on there sometimes. Sometimes I'll be on there.
Yeah.
Get a couple likes. You know, I got some people on notification. So, Twitter, Instagram, TC _ The Collector.
Man, and let the people know again when growth dropping and where's dropping that.
Yes, growth is dropping August 16th. Monday, and it can be found at Bandcamp, and I believe you can find all those links on my social media, on my Instagram and my Twitter, and yeah, it's going to be found on Bandcamp. I don't know for how long I'm going to keep it up there, but you're going to get the full 18, everything we're talking about, everything my brother just shared about the project, you can experience that through Bandcamp, the full 18 plus a bonus through Bandcamp. And it's gonna be releasing on digital streamers later on, but it's not gonna be the same. It's not gonna be the same. So my personal opinion is get it while you can. It's only $6, you know, and everything that's given to me, I'm pouring right back into the music. And man, I'm not taking it and finna go, you know, buy some candy. I'm finna just pour it right back into the music. So I'm sewing it right back into the music. So I appreciate it. I appreciate all the love, bro. I thank you, brother, for, man, just being there day one, bro. Like, you were literally day one, like, the first person who was hit me back was like, yeah, man, I like this. And I'm like, okay. Hey, man. And since then, we've just been building, bro. And, man, I'm just honored to be on the show, man. Like, I listen to this thing. I be waiting for them texts to come in when you drop it. Bro, I just love the show. And I'm just honored to be on, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you for your prayers,
man,
too.
Man.
Thank you, man.
Oh, yes, sir, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate that, too, as well. Man, let me drop a gem, too, because me and Eric Boston for 520 Collective been talking about this artist. Boy, I'm going to step on some toes with this. Quit fake breaking with them Spotify numbers. Ooh. Man, y'all need to jump on Bandcamp. But at Bandcamp, from what I've been hearing from, and I talk to a lot of artists, but me and you, we got a relationship. So I'm just talking to the artists that's listening. Now, I know everybody don't make it do this type of music for money, right? Mm-hmm. But I understand, like I always tell everybody, I go to church. I'm part of the church. I'm a follower of Christ. I believe in the church building setting. In worshiping as a whole with my other brothers and sisters in the faith, right? And as many hallelujahs and amens as we shout, when the power bill come out, we still got to pay the power bill. Alabama, we got gas bills. Right now, we got a air conditioning problem, you know, at the church, right? So monetarily, it helps artists to be able to keep creating great music and sharing their ministry and helping people. And you have personally helped me, your music and your ministry. So, man, go support artists. You can grow with them as well in their music and their ministry. And artists, quit fake breaking, man. Man, I'm not saying don't put it on Apple. I'm an Apple Music subscriber. Love Apple Music, right? I'm an Apple man. Yes. But at the same time, I understand that they basically, man, this is a little secular. This is an old D, right? I know we just got talked about. But they pimping artists, man. These platforms pimping artists, right? So, yeah, you can put it up on Apple Music and Spotify, the two biggest, I believe, out there for streaming. But at the same time, y'all need to get hip to Bandcamp.
Yes. Bandcamp has... Man, I'm thankful for Eric for putting me on the Bandcamp, man. And I was taken back, like I said earlier, and, you know, just the financial that comes in through the Bandcamp that you don't see through the streaming like that at all. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, wow. First thing I'm thinking to myself is, like, you know, how I can continuously put out more, do more music. Like, I was just recording, like, this morning before we even did all this, you know, before we started. It's like... And that's through Bandcamp, you know? So, man, I'm grateful for it. And I hear you 100 on that. And yeah, I know you said the word pimp, but that's what they doing. Because we don't get no money. You don't see no return from those little streams. So streams don't move me. I don't put up numbers. I rarely look at anything.
Amen. Amen. Everybody, you know where you can follow us at in your favorite browser. Hashtag TBK247. Put that in your favorite browser. I guarantee we're going to pop up everywhere. TC, man, I appreciate you joining me, man. This has been humbling. It's been an honor for you to join me. May the Lord continue to bless you, bless your family, bless your children, bless the generations after you. Man, bless your ministry, man. And I really do appreciate you joining me, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Well, catch us on the next ride, family. We out.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can help us by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing. For all of the YouTube listeners, make sure you hit the alert notifications. Also, if you would like to donate a monetary blessing, go to the description. The donations will help our growth regarding better equipment, so that we can spread the word of God even further. Thank you again, and until next time, God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless.